This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1758. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded January 28th, Alaska, Australia, Bhutan, Bulgaria, China, Cuba, Greece, Guyana, India, Indonesia, International Internet, Iran, Korea North and South, Mali, Mexico, Navassa, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Sudan, Taiwan, Tibet, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Walt Somany from Victoria, B.C. recently spent a week or more at his alternate location on the remote Haida Gwaii Islands off British Columbia, where he gets a lot of DX he can't get back in the city. One thing he can depend on picking up is KNLS in Alaska, as he's relatively close to them. However, he says he was trying to hear them on 9655 and managed to pick them up January 18th at 1600 in Russian. But it was a weak signal. He says, I'm very disappointed with the poor reception. Difficult to accept it's only propagation. I'm wondering whether they're testing new transmitters at very low power or having some other technical glitches. They should be booming into me here in Masset. He was also surprised to pick up a Navtex signal inside the medium wave broadcast band 602 kilohertz. It went off at 16 UT January 21st. That's a digital transmission mode, which he was able to decode partially. It was weather information about Alaska. From his favorite DXing location, Asitomar State Beach in California, Ron Howard says he presumed he heard Radio Simban in New South Wales, 2368.47, January 22nd. A brief opening for 6 minutes, starting at 1531 UT, definitely with Greek singing and music. Poor reception, cutting through the noise, fading in and out. This was past his local sunrise at 1516. Also very tentative, something on 3210 at 1548 till 1559. That might have been the other Australian private station, Vintage FM. Ron sent an email to Craig Allen wishing him a wonderful Australia Day. He's the owner and operator of the low-powered stations on 3210 and of the upcoming station on 5045 Aussie Radio. And Craig replied, we'll be back soon on 5045 with more power, 1 kilowatt, from Aussie Radio. That's spelled O-Z-Y. Remember, from January 31st at 13 UT, Radio Australia will only be broadcasting on 3 frequencies at any one time, but both running all of them 24 hours a day, each aimed in a different direction. 9580 will continue on the air toward North America, although originally for the Pacific. I was pleased to hear some intelligent talk before 14 UT on January 28th on 9580 and the several other frequencies remaining. It seems they've resumed broadcasting during the 13 to 14 UT hour, Monday through Friday, Conversations with Richard Feidler. This is from Radio National, of course, and it's also scheduled at midnight UT, Tuesday through Friday, when the frequency would be different. But from 14 UT, Radio Australia is still switching back to Triple J Unearthed for 3 hours of pop music, not even news on the hour. Larry Zamora in Texas was also hearing the revived Conversations program the day before, joining late at 13:17 UT. On the 28th, I heard the host say it was their first new program of the year, so I guess they'd been on summer break. In Coomber DX, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania reports Bhutan Broadcasting Service, 50 hertz below 6035. January 18th at 12:02, it was on late, which was nice since Radio Marti and the Jammers sign off around 1200 on 6030. In a news program, some music with plucked local stringed instrument at 1213. little girl singing after 12:19, and the signal went off abruptly while they were talking at 12:34. Ivo Ivanov says the EU news network was back on the air after 2 weeks' break, Saturday, January 24th at 18:45 to 19 UT on 5925 via that secret transmitter in Bulgaria. This broadcast is Saturdays only. However, it's broadcast several times on WRMI, much easier for us to hear. And just before World of Radio on January 28th at 14:15 UT, I heard them announce that from this coming Saturday, they are moving from 5925 to 5905. As I recall, they were planning to make this move previously, but it did not happen. On January 24th, Walt Salmon in BC was hearing Voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio 4940 with its Saturday-only English broadcast at 15:25, an interesting program about chopsticks. Back to Chinese at 15:30. On January 26th, after 15 UT, I discovered CRI English Relay via Cuba on a new frequency, 15700. Very good level, but constant hum and intermittent carrier dropouts every few seconds. A few minutes earlier, I noticed they were missing from the previous frequency, 13740. And they continue on 15700. The next couple of days, apparently there to stay, still with technical problems such as hum and splattering out 15 or 20 kilohertz. But what else would you expect coming from Cuba? CRI long ago had plans to move the 14 to 16 English broadcast to 19 meters. In the A14 season, it was registered with the HFCC via Havana on 15535, 250 kilowatts northwest. But that never happened until they showed up on 15700 instead. 13740 was doing just fine. No reason really to move to a higher band from our point of view. Another unfulfilled change last season was for the Cantonese at 12 and English at 13 broadcast on 9570, which was supposedly going to move to 13590. But it's still on 9570. The change of government in Greece does not seem to have made any difference yet to shortwave broadcasts from there. ERT Open, if it's still called that, continues to operate sporadically on 9420, sometimes down 5 or 10 kilohertz, 9935, 11645, 15630, or 15650. They only have three transmitters, and often only one or two are on the air at a time, and you can never be sure whether any of them will be on. It's almost all in Greek. However, some news in French has been heard recently by Ivo Ivanov and Marty Delphine in Spain, such as 1810 UT, approximately. One of the Avalis transmitters has an intermittent motorboating problem, the pulsing sound, interfering with or even instead of its regular modulation. That's the one on 9935 or 11645. The peripatetic shortwave transmitter technician Jamie Labadia from New York tells me his next stop is Guyana. In fact, he said he would be arriving there on January 28th. It seems he installed the previous shortwave equipment for Voice of Guyana, which has been off the air for several years. He's checking out the 10 kilowatt shortwave and the 25 kilowatt medium wave transmitters. He says, I may not be able to get either of them back on until I get the parts needed. MOSFETs and MOSFET drivers he designed the shortwave around 7 years ago are no longer available. And new MOSFETs, with which the new design is based, have a 12-week lead time. But I'll try to piece together what I can and get them on at some power level. He says, I think I'm going to put them on a higher frequency due to the sunspot cycle. 3290 is too low, even for covering the interior of Guyana. The other frequency they were once using was 5950. So we can look forward to Guyana being reactivated on short and medium wave. And if we get any further info from Jamie, we'll certainly bring it to you as soon as possible. 60-meter transmitters of All India Radio would pop up occasionally on incorrect frequencies, not too unusual, but it's less likely on 31 meters. However, Joe's Jacob tells DX India that AIR Bengaluru was noted January 25th at 1625 on 9700 with the Vivid Bharati program instead of 9870. So if you don't hear them there, check 9700 in case it happened again. On January 28th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that All India Radio reactivated 9620 between 1230 and 2030 UT. That's a bad choice since it now will be colliding with Spain's frequency toward North America. That starts at 1900 on weekdays and at 15 UT on weekends. The 60 and 90 meter bands have only one Indonesian station each, which is still active. RRI Vimana, about 100 hertz below 4870. Ron Howard reports, January 18th at 12:19 at the end of the Jakarta News, playing the usual patriotic song, Bagimu Negeri, and into local programming. Makassar 4750 and Palangkaraya 3325 continue their long silence. But the other one, presumed, which is active, is 150 hertz below 3345, RRI Ternate, her January 23rd at 1304. Geneva Community Radio in New York is one of our long-time and valued webcasting affiliates. They were hoping to go on FM as well. However, manager Jake Longwell tells us, we were not successful in obtaining an LPFM license. We are determined to one day put our programming onto FM. I'm trying to start a dialogue with our local college and NPR stations, perhaps to use an HD sub-channel or a translator for analog listening. Meanwhile, there's been a slight time change for World of Radio on Geneva Community Radio. It's now UT Mondays at 0200. You can reach it via genevaradio.blogspot.com. And while there, check out their complete program schedule, which has a lot of other good stuff, including a program called What's the Frequency, Kenneth? Ivo Ivanov says there's an additional frequency of Radio Ranjin Kaman, or Radio Rainbow, the clandestine which dares to represent the gay, etc. community in Iran. Since January 16th, the Monday and Friday 17 to 1730 UT broadcast has been broadcast both from Bulgaria on 9925 and the second harmonic, which he can hear, 19850, and via Pridnestrovia on 7550. From his de-expedition in British Columbia, Walt Salmaniv enjoyed hearing a number of coastal weather stations in Japan. In addition to regular medium-wave broadcast logs, many of them from Japan, he was hearing a Japanese harbor radio on two frequencies. They are upper sideband plus carrier 1663.499 kHz. Some of these are only 50 watts. He was hearing around 1550 UT. And there are more of them on 1669, but that's much more challenging due to the North American expander on 1670. Weather reports in Japanese. On January 26, I discovered that Sea Breeze, Shokaze, about abductions by North Korea, transmitted from Japan, had made another of its frequency jumps to one of its alternates. It had been on 5910 in the clear for several weeks. But now I'm hearing it on 6135, between 1330 and 1430 UT. That happens to be a frequency already occupied by the clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom, and consequent jamming. English continues to be normally on Thursdays only from Sea Breeze. Ron Howard agrees, but before this broadcast, he can still hear Voice of Freedom when it's on, such as January 23rd at 1307. That was another weekday with no how-how English language lesson. The white noise jamming had just ending, leaving only pulsating jamming, and it was back in Korean. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1758. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in New York, who sent a postal money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ivo Ivanov says the Mali relay of China Radio International has been heard with a strong signal and good modulation for a change. Bamako on 17630 in English between 14 and 16 UT is heard January 23rd. It's beamed eastward across Africa, so still not too easy in North America. There's no longer a conflicting other CRI transmission on the same frequency. In Harlingen, Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, Steve Wiseblood says he's hearing XEPPM Radio Educación, Mexico City 6185, in the daytime. He's only 450 miles from the DF. This was January 27th at 1630 UT with light classical piano music and the string quartet. Later, a fair signal, but not much above the noise level. It's heard all day at his location. We know it normally signs off around 06 UT, and I don't hear it early in the morning before 14 or 15, so we're not clear when it actually comes back on the air. The Navassa Island expedition is a very big deal for hams, one of their most wanted countries. The team were having trouble getting there due to the weather. It's in the Caribbean near Haiti. The latest info is on their website, www.navassadx.com. The latest I saw was that they were hoping to get there from a stop in the Bahamas around February 1st. Anyhow, once they're active, there will certainly be pileups near their frequencies. The call sign confirmed as Kilo 1 November. The unpublicized relay of the target broadcast to Nigeria, Hamada Radio International via WRMI, I mentioned last week, 0530 UT on 11580, was only for about five nights experimentally, Jeff White says. They also resumed broadcasting on January 19th via Now in Germany, and that continues 0530 to 06, 7 days a week on 7350. And 1930 to 20, Monday through Friday, on 11865. There's an unconfirmed report of Wantok Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, again being heard on 7325. The best time to check is when China is off the frequency between 14 and 1430 UT, when Ron Howard says he is still not hearing it. However, David Koenig of Interval Signals Online has found that there's now a live audio stream from their website at wantokradio.org. They also relay NBC News at certain times in addition to their Christian programming. Dave Valco in Pennsylvania, CumRDX, has been hearing Peru's Radio Voz Cristiana in the mornings as well as sometimes in the evenings, but not active every day. It's on 4985.5. First heard January 16th into 17th from 2344, a fanfare at midnight UT, and they pulled the plug at 1 minute and 24 seconds past the hour. He confirmed it by paralleling to their website. Surprised to find it on and readable, he said. And then the next morning, January 17th, it was on at 1051 UT, heard past 11.05, the best signal yet. But by the 22nd, it had been missing for a few days, but heard again on January 24th at 11.14. From OpenDX via RustDX, we are reminded again by Viktor Kutkovsky and by Alexander Bereshkin that as of February 1st, there is no more high-power medium-wave broadcasting from Russia. Many transmitters are being closed down, and only a couple dozen, perhaps, will remain on the air. which powers no more than 15 kilowatts. The complete list also appears in the new DX Listening Digest number 15-04 when available via worldofradio.org. On January 26th, after 15, UTI discovered that Radio Tamazuch, in Arabic dialect for Sudan, had finally made a frequency change from 15550, where it was colliding with WJHR USB in Florida, up 5 to 15555. It's only been doing that for 3 months since the start of the B-14 season. I wonder if someone finally noticed my complaints about this, perhaps the FCC. Anyhow, this is via the Vatican site, and at that hour it's still parallel to 15400, which is much stronger here. 15555 continues with Radio Dabanga for another hour at 15:30, also avoiding WJHR. I wonder why 15400 is so much stronger here than 15555. Both are 250 kilowatts. The azimuths are only 11 degrees apart, but they have different antennas according to HFCC. One is a 616 and the other is a 216, which must be significant. Ivo Ivanov says they've also changed to 15555 for the morning broadcasts, even though there's no problem then with WJHR. And at that time, the transmitter site is Madagascar, between 0400 and 06 UT, replacing 15550. Ivo Ivanov says that in anticipation of losing their relays via France in another couple of months, Radio Taiwan International has been testing some direct broadcasts from Taiwan in Russian. They tried it January 27th, but he found the direct broadcasts from Taiwan were much inferior or unusable compared to the relays from France at 14 to 15 UT, 11885, a bad choice from Taiwan, while 15180 was good as usual from France. And then at 17 to 18, 7385 could not be heard at all, only China, Tibet on the same frequency, while France relay 9540 was good as usual. On the West Coast, at least, you might try for this English hour from Radio Taiwan International. The NASA flash sheet, Vince Henley in Washington State, says he was getting an excellent signal on 13810 January 19th at 1600 as relayed via France, with a slight echo, perhaps long and short path as well. It was parallel to 6180. Walt Salmaniv in BC was listening to the English program Holy Tibet from Lhasa, which is at 16 UT. Some frequencies had excellent reception January 17th, 4905, he says, with a thickly accented YL reading economic data. The old programming was very Tibet-centric, but he listened further and it's clear the talk was about Tibet and Chinese tourism options for Tibet. The parallel frequencies were excellent, 6200 and 4920 and 7255, also audible on 6025, 6110, 6200, but a couple of others were not heard or blocked. On January 28th, I found that the alternative programming hour, which WRMI calls System D, was no longer on the air from midnight to 1 UT on 7455. That's the portion which had been carrying the Ukrainian radio English broadcast at midnight 30 UT. However, it was switched back to 11580. In addition to the previous hour of other alternative programming starting at 23 UT, again including Ukrainian radio at 2330. Meanwhile, the English relay of Radio Slovakia International continues at midnight 30 UT on 5850. Ron Howard, Rich Ray, and I had been wondering what became of YHWH, the religious Antichrist pirate, which had been appearing on many shortwave frequencies on quite a regular basis, but unpredictably. Now we have the answer from Tim Traub on the Mayor Tip Sheet, who forwarded an announcement from the FCC about a notice of unlicensed operation delivered to what is obviously Station YHWH, although they don't like to mention the names of these pirates in their notices, but they do mention the frequencies 6280 and 11595 emanating from a residence near Inyokern, California. And they go on to say how they tracked down the owner of the residence to issue this notice to. His name is Martin K. Elliott, double L and double T. The notice was dated December 31st, but it refers to investigation on December 17th and 18th. This is the usual initial step, a warning with threats of further action if he does not comply. Inyokern is just east of Sequoia National Forest, I suppose on the edge of the Mojave. In Playdex, Giampiero Bernardini reports hearing a U.S. station on 25910, January 21st at 16:53, with talks and commercials, a fair signal for a few minutes, presumed, of course, to be that KLDE El Dorado, Texas relay, which is actually in Dallas. On WBCQ 5110 UT Friday, January 23rd, from before 04 UT, I was hearing the piratical show VORW, which supposedly was not going to start until 04. This WBCQ signal has been much stronger lately than before, and now I realize it's no longer reduced carrier plus upper sideband only. There's equal modulation on lower sideband and plenty of carrier, in effect AM. And I measured it very much closer to the nominal frequency than before, only 40 hertz below 5110. So I think it must be one of the new transmitters at WBCQ that Alan Weiner has been mentioning. Furthermore, 7490 has had a much stronger signal than previously and is also close to the nominal. Fred Jaudry, KA2PYQ, writes, January 25th, one of the greats of radio and TV died today, my friend Joe Franklin. He had a TV show on WOR that he never received a dime for in 44 years, yet he gave so many on-air spots to would-be talent and behind-the-scenes jobs to people, whoever, wherever he could. Without a job as a casting agent's assistant for Bob Anthony, he gave me, my knowledge and experience of moving pictures would have been worlds behind anything I knew of radio and TV. Also, there must be a special place in heaven for those who find work for those who have been blacklisted. Oscar Brand and I occasionally trade notes on this, as he's been blacklisted for well over 60 years, and I for half of that, well over 30. Rest in peace, and thank you, Joe Franklin. Knowing he was about to die of cancer, he made a last on-the-air announcement for the big broadcast at the beginning of the show on WFUV for Sunday, January 18th. Ron Howard notes that Radio Vanuatu 3945 is staying on the air much later than usual after Japan closes at 14:01. He's been hearing it daily as late as 15:42. In the National Flash Sheet, Mike Nikolic in Chicago reports a great signal from Radio 1 Zambia 5915, January 20th at 0355 to 0435 in English and local languages. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 through February 1st. Solar flux dropping from 150 February 1st to 120 by the 12th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1758.